Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
If I said to you, digital diet, what does it mean to you? Does it mean, you know, all those pages that you have open? Does it mean social media? What does it mean? Because apparently we now have to have a digital diet because we just don't understand the word moderation. And joining me to actually unpack it and explain it to me like I'm a five-year-old is Rianette Leibovitz, who is the founder at SafetyNet and Cyber Safety and Wellness, and she's a wellness author. Morning, Rianette. How are you?
Good morning, Cathy. Very well, thanks. And I trust that you are too. I heard some very interesting stories this morning from you.
Yes. Rianette, talk to us about digital diet. Does everything have to be prescribed?
I don't think everything has to be prescribed because we are in different situations. We are different times of our life. And we use the internet in different ways. But it is important for us to take charge and take back the control, because whether we like it or not, our lives have become so intertwined, our physical and digital lives. There's no longer a real disconnect between the two because we operate, communicate, and live online. And without going through the whole list that we all know that we do online, I mean, we are thankful for the internet and the exposure it's giving us. I just always remind us that screen time is not wasted time. It's more important for us to look at what do we expose ourselves to and how do we use that time.
So what are the different elements that would comprise a digital diet? How do we do an assessment of our own current digital diets?
Well, I'm so glad you're asking it that way, because I think it's good for each of us to sit and say, listen, let me look at my daily routine, my weekly time spent on the different apps, and where do I actually get my energy from and which ones tap me and my emotional well-being? So it starts with the exposure side. We expose ourselves to content, to people, and to the physical, the actual technology. So from a physical aspect, when we look at the blue light, we've read and seen so much about it. The fact of the matter is that blue light will affect you, especially your sleep, and I would encourage everyone to go and read a little bit more about that in terms of the melatonin levels and how the blue light impacts us. So start with thinking about when you're going to bed and disconnect from your devices an hour before, you know, do something else, read, whatever it is to actually help your body to just disconnect. And then there's the ergonomic side, our posture and how we are impacting our physical bodies when it comes to the physical side of the technology. Then from an emotional point of view, I'm really concerned about when we look at the way people are emotionally and even relationally, how they are being impacted by what we see, what we read, who we listen to, who we follow, which leads to the next one, and that is the people we are exposing ourselves to be more critical in terms of who do we listen to? Who do we give our attention to? What are there people in your life that share fake news without even double-checking their facts? And are they being, or are they up, building up or breaking down? Are they making us feel like there's more chaos, or are they giving us hope? And those are things for us to consider. And I've actually developed a digital detox toolkit because I think it's so important that we work digital detox daily into our lives, and then look at areas where we can do a little bit longer without our technology.
All right. So two questions coming out of that. Does your phone WhatsApp count towards your digital diet?
For sure. Because first of all, it's something being, the internet is being used. It's done on a screen. It's taking up your time and your energy. And it's important to go and see which of these groups should I leave? And you do that nicely, of course. You just say, thank you very much. I'm out of here. I need to manage my digital time a little bit better. And by the way, I think it's important that we just take a deep breath and remember we do not have to be available 24/7. And consider the pressure we put on ourselves and our expectations from others to answer immediately. We all know that feeling of someone has blue-ticked you and they didn't even answer and it's been 10 minutes already. Maybe we can just be considerate and say to people, in our house, our phones or devices are switched on, let's say 7 o'clock in the morning, and we are not available after 8:30. Not everyone will like it, but they will start to respect it.
Yeah, getting our lives back, I guess. Good idea. Jolly good idea. Renette, thank you very much for the time this morning. Wish you a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too. And may people have if I may encourage everybody to have a digital free dinner and spend time with your family and, yeah, just spend time face to face.
Thank you so much, Renette. I think good advice. Renette Leibovitz, who is founder at SafetyNet and cyber safety and wellness author. So talking about a digital diet.